It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Feeling the sun on my face, working my muscles in a steady rhythm, I was able to fully internalize the new vocabulary word my sister, Jolie, taught me last week, apricity. Apricity is the warmth of the winter sun. Farm critters appreciate apricity. You can see it in the dirt baths the chickens start taking whenever the sun warms the ground in their front yard. As for the sheep, they gather in winter against the east facade of the barn to catch early rays of the morning sun, winter sun, and shift to basking in the open south door of the barn as the sun traverses its daily arc. The burgeoning kindergarten of young lambs, within a few days of their births, skip and gamble in that sun, reminding me of the verse in the Passover Haggadah, "The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs." Just like us, it's in winter that the livestock appreciate the sun's rays most. Once the sun becomes a punishing discomfort, they seek escape from those same rays of light. I was enjoying apricity from the same sun that shone on my animals last week, but from quite a different angle. At an altitude more than 10,000 feet higher than the farm, and at a point 1,800 miles to the southwest. The muscles I was working were not the usual shoulder, upper back, and arm muscles that throb at the end of a day of garden prep or tree pruning. They were instead the muscles controlling my knees and thighs, so seldom challenged most of the year, but put to the test as I renewed my youthful passion for skiing. While skiing always represents a sort of return to my youth, deciding this year to do it in New Mexico made it an especially poignant sort of return. There, I skied not only with my partner, Eric, but also, for the first time in 45 years, with my sister, who spent winter in Santa Fe. I was also able to rekindle a bond after 55 years with my high school French teacher, Karen, who fortuitously lives nearby. It was Karen, as a newly minted, fresh-out-of-college teacher, who gave me a sense of comfort with the French language and of the richness of the culture associated with it, even to the point of using French pop songs as a teaching tool. I've been feeling a debt of gratitude for her for solidifying my bond with Eric, because she enabled me to sing along with him the 60s French pop lyrics he knows and loves. It gave me enormous pleasure to introduce the two of them, since he has brought me full circle to a new appreciation of a second Francophone culture, that of Quebec. I think dedicated teachers generally understand the value of their work. Nevertheless, I hope Karen derived satisfaction from seeing the enduring impact of efforts she made over half a century ago. Now, you might think 1,800 miles and 10,000 feet of altitude would separate me from the life of the farm. You'd be wrong. I left the farm in the by now capable hands of intrepid Steve, who had volunteered for the farm-sitting gig in the expectation that another doodle crisis, a lamb rejected by its mother, would be unlikely, and in the hope that births by Sophie and Maddo in the days immediately ahead of my departure would mark the end of lambing season. But from the moment I arrived at the LaGuardia Airport departure gate last Saturday morning to the moment of my return, a string of videos and text messages told a different story. The lambalanche rolled downhill at gathering speed. New lamb born Saturday, twins Sunday. New lamb Thursday, twins again Friday. Two vet visits for Maddo's lamb, who acquired a slight infection detected by Steve, and two incursions by a possum into the chicken coop, killing a rooster and a hen and requiring additional security reinforcements. It all kept Steve very busy. After all these challenges, I was cheered to receive this message from Steve. Watching Maddo's lamb almost die for a couple days makes me really appreciate how happy he is now. All of a sudden, he's just happy to be alive. I was able, despite farm preoccupations, to keep focused on the ski trip, which was the purpose of the journey. Jolie's husband, Doug, wryly commented that he gave up skiing because he couldn't see the point in spending money simply trying not to fall down. As I, at my usual leisurely pace, tried to follow Eric's elegant undulations down mostly deserted slopes of pristine white snow, I had to ask myself, is that why I'm skiing? And for that matter, is that why I'm farming? Just to prove that this old man can do things without falling down? I realized immediately that while meeting the challenge is a component of these activities, it's not the major motivator for me. Look at Steve. He has to meet crises whenever he's here, but I think his willingness to return is less about proving his farming capabilities and far more about his affection for the animals and the full enjoyment of their lives. He takes joy in their joy. For me, too, it's really about the pleasure. I tax my muscles, be they legs on the slopes or arms on the farm, for the pleasure of the movement. I'm content if I'm actively soaking in the winter sun under an open sky. I look forward to being back and sharing with my flocks some apricity.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.